You're not a Catholic. I know, but I'm a sinner. And sisters, you won't believe it. I've given a very short training of the Catholic faith to be able to give absolution. My shortest instruction was pray to the name Lee Atwater, ring a bell? Lee Atwater?
Yeah.
Atwater, he was the head of the Republican Party. It was he who brought President Bush as the presidency of our country. I got a call from the National Capitol in Washington. Man was working with the president. He said, "Can you come to Washington tomorrow morning?" "What are you talking about?" "Lee Atwater is dying of terminal cancer of the brain." Not a Catholic. So I asked him, he was still conscious, "Lee, are you afraid to die?" He said, "Yes." "Why are you afraid to die?" "I'm afraid of going to hell." So my friend said, "Now Lee, there's only one way I know you can keep out of hell. You've got to go to confession and get absolution." But as head of the Republican Party, got the president into office, but I'm not a Catholic. "Well, I'll find a priest who will both make you a Catholic and give you absolution." The Atwater was in a dying condition. And conscious. Took less than 2 days. I brought him into the Catholic Church. Had my superior's permission to do this. And then gave him absolution. And he died. I tell priests, if necessary, have a guard at the confessional door. Don't let a penitent leave without absolving him or her. Now sometimes they're stubborn. For example, a person who insists on practicing contraception. I tell priests, cannot be absolved. He may say, "I will try, I will do everything in my power." Or a person, for example, living in an unreal marriage. And then, of course, you will tell the person, "No, you came to confession, you want absolution, I sure do. You're living, say, with a man, with this woman. She's not your wife." So, if a person refuses, am I clear? Refuses to stop either living in sin or give up what they know, is an immediate occasion or cause of their sin, you don't give them absolution. But otherwise, you try to convince the person, at least to do everything in their power to avoid, say, exposing themselves to that occasion to sin. Father, what does it mean for a person responsible for abortion incurs a permanent impediment to ordination as deacon or priest? Well, it is one of the impediments to ordination if, well, in this case, a man who is publicly, note the word, publicly known to have been either a pro-abortionist or have, say, begetted a child and then demanded that the woman have an abortion. Or, more still, a medical doctor who have been practicing abortions. This is an impediment from which, however, the Holy Father can exempt the person, but on two conditions. Number one, the person must be sincere and show his sincerity in repenting and, of course, never doing it again. And secondly, a person who is responsible for an abortion must, and several years would be normal, to live an extraordinarily self-sacrificing life. A life, if you wish, of expiation. So then people will know this man has truly repented. But the Pope can withhold granting the dispensation. Can a man from the Latin Rite who desires to marry and be a priest be transferred to the Eastern Rite? Yes. And some do it. Needless to say, it is not encouraged. And if his intention is known, the odds are he will not get the dispensation to transfer to the Eastern Rite. And sisters, we're talking about the priesthood. Let me tell you this. Part of a priestly vocation is the ability, of course with God's grace, to live a celibate life. Now, a man, say the Latin Rite, wants to become a priest. And, well, I know what I'll do. I'll transfer to the Eastern Rite. And I can. Oh, by the way, three questions. Can a man who is studying for the priesthood get married in the seminary? Then be ordained, even the Eastern Rite. Secondly, can a single man be ordained in the Eastern Rite and then get married as a priest? So, a person must have been, shall I say, lawfully married before ordination.